Well, welcome into a new season of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. It's brought to you by Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates as we begin the new 2019 campaign. And it's the regular crew here with us, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. And, well, we're trying to dethrone Mr. Mullinex. He was our champ from last season, went 57-23. I was second at 52-28. Doug went 50-30 in third, and Jim was 47-33 last year. So that's how we're coming off the season last year around. So got to take Matt. He's not officially on the plaque yet, but we got to take him down off there.
Yeah, somebody's slacking on that. I noticed that a couple weeks ago when I was in here. But I do have the trophy.
I was going to ask.
Okay. Yes, the trophy is in secure place.
Hoosman trophy. You've been having coffee and donuts with the Hoosman every day?
Yep, okay. Every day.
You should start a Hoosman trophy Facebook page or something. Instagram or Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Where in the world is the Hoosman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Snap Twittergram.
A lot of work.
Is it Snap Twittgram? What is that called? I don't know what that's
something like that. But yeah, so we're ready to go for another season. And of course, each week, if you're not familiar with the program, it's how it works. We have 8 games that we'll take a look at here around the area and try to predict for you, give you hopefully a little bit of insight on how the players are on each team and how those matchups shape up here each week of the season. So that's the program. We'll get started here with our first couple of games right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back now here to Who's Gonna Win as we get ready for the week number one of games. And we've got a few 8-man games here on the schedule to get it started here this year. And the first one is actually our broadcast game here tonight. Exira EHK will go on the road to take on Fremont Mills, two teams very familiar with each other here these last few seasons, and I guess we're going to make the defending champ kick off the show. So, Mr. Mullinex, how's this one going to go? Who's going to win?
It's a pleasure. Pleasure to get first pick. I think we got a road game here for the Spartans up there at Exira UHK. Fremont Mills comes into the season by some indications or some publications, I guess I should say, is that they're at the top, you know, ranked number one in the state, number two, number three, somewhere in there. So I think this is going to be they've got a lot coming back. And Exira EHK lost a lot of seniors, so they're going to have some spots that need to be filled and see how they develop. And that's just going to happen in this first game here. So I'm going to go with the home team and the Fremont Mills.
All right, so that's one for the Knights. Yeah, FM is number 3 in the opening Radio Iowa poll that just came out here begin the season. And, Exira EHK losing a lot from that class last year. You know, you talk about guys like Josh Pettipier, Cole Burmeister, Trey Nelson. They just had a ton of seniors that really contributed big to that program. Tyler Peterson's back. He'll be likely the guy behind center, I'm sure. And then they've got the Carroll boys and Cade Bruin, some other guys, Creighton Nelson, that'll step up and try to fill the void for them this year. You know, Coach Peterson always gets his teams ready to be competitive once again, so I expect them to be good. And this will be a good, I think they'll go give Fremont Mills a good run here because they did lose some players from last year as well. They have to replace their quarterback in Mason Venata, who was a 4-year starter. Things change for them a little bit. It sounds like Colton Housechild will be the guy that steps under center for them. But they have one very dynamic player that's back in Seth Malcolm. He had a breakout year at the running back spot last year. He's already got a couple of offers from Nebraska and Iowa State to go play football down the road. And I think that having somebody like that that they can build back around, and, of course, the power that they've been here this past decade between or behind Coach Christensen, and they've just continued to go to the Dome, it seems like, year in, year out, they are a good program. So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills, give them the edge here at home in this opener, but Spartans will hopefully give them a little bit of a test. Jim.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to pick the Musketeers.
Who?
Musketeers.
Either one of them are the Musketeers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Turn your page over.
Okay, well, I got you there. No, I'm going to go with it. Fremont Mills, I think, is clearly the better team here right now in this particular game. Yeah, they lost a nice player in Venata, but they do have some quality players coming back in the skill positions, and they've got an incredible amount of size for an eight-man football team. They're going to put some big bodies on the field to run behind, and it's pretty hard to compete with that at that small school level. So, yeah, I like Fremont Mills.
All right, three for the Knights. Doug?
Well, it's hard to pick against Coach Peterson up there at Exire EHK.
So don't.
I didn't say I was. I kind of started it that way. But, you know, they're a team that, you know, historically, they build program. The program is built the right way. They fill people in. People just step into the roles that were vacated by all the seniors that graduated. I just think they face a tough test this week going on the road. Fremont Mills, again, is very talented. I think Malcolm is only a junior, right?
Yeah.
And he's already got two D1 offers. So pretty talented athlete there.
Yeah, one of them is Nebraska, though.
Well,
so one D1 offer in Nebraska.
Is that one AA? Or I can't remember what they have there in Lincoln. But anyway, I'm going to take the home team, the Knights.
All right, that's a sweep for Fremont Mills in our opener. Once again, that is our broadcast game tonight, so stay tuned here after this. We'll get the pregame going. Mike Smith will join me for the call here tonight there from his alma mater. We got another eight-man game here to get picked for you, and that's this is a really good one. Matchup of, in the preseason rankings, number 5 in Remsen St. Mary's, hosting number 7 Audubon as the Wheelers go on the road to take on this Remsen St. Mary's squad. And this will be interesting. I got to see Audubon last week. Our week 0 game was them against East Mills, and they played pretty well, especially in the second half. They've got a lot of good weapons. Skylar Schultes is going to have another good year at the quarterback spot. They've got another guy that they can bring in to play quarterback some as well, and Gavin Smith, who looked really good as a young player there as well. Ethan Clucky had a really good game last week for the Wheelers, both receiving and running. So they've got some weapons. The only concern I guess I have with them a little bit is are they going to be able to consistently play well on the defensive side of the ball? It took them a while to start to get some pressure up front against a pretty small line there from East Mills, and they gave up some big plays in the passing game. So teams that have that strong passing game are going to be able to, I think, do a little bit against this Audubon team. It's just a matter of can they be consistent throughout the game. They play at Remsen St. Mary's team. It's just a couple years off of a good run to the state title game, and they return everyone from last season. They had no seniors on their roster last year. Blaine Harpino is returning at quarterback spot. He had 16 touchdown passes last year. That kind of experience and that kind of a tough road trip to begin early in the season, I'm going to give a little bit of an edge here to Remsen St. Mary's. I think this is going to be a really good game, but I'm going to go with Remsen. Jim.
All right, very good. Yeah, those are exactly the notes I have down here, too, that Audubon looked good as the game went on last week, and that Remsen St. Mary's returns absolutely every single body from last year. They did not have a senior. I scoured the roster to make sure I saw that right, but they didn't have a senior on the team. That's pretty amazing. A tough one. You never want to discount the advantage of having that first game already under your belt, because you've been able to work out some of the things that other teams are going to be kind of fumbling through a little bit early on in the season against somebody wearing a different colored jersey. And I really think there's a lot of value to that. That is a healthy road game, though, for Audubon to have to face off here early on. I'm going to go by what I saw in the second half last week and say that Audubon got their bugs out. Their first half was their feeling out process. The second half, I think, is the kind of football team they'll be. And I'm gonna pick them to – this will be a nice football game.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick them to win on the road, come home happy.
All right. One each way. Doug?
Oh, I am torn. I'm really torn. I was impressed by the game that Audubon put together, just read about it, and of course listened to KJN on that too. But you know, the fact that Remsen has everybody returning, I'm going to go a little bit on the side of experience and take the home team.
All right, that's two for Remsen St. Mary's. Matt?
Well, I'm going to side with Jim on this one, believe it or not, even though he was last year.
But I'm siding with you, and you were first.
You went first. I still think there's a lot of value in that first game. Still, I think Audubon still has some better athletes coming back, and I think they're going to be able to get the job done.
All right. It's two each way on that one. We'll take a break, come back to make some more picks for you here on Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we dive into some more contests. We've got one more 8-man game to talk about here on our list this week as the Cam Cougars open up their season at home against the Bedford Bulldogs. And Jim, you'll get first look here at this one.
I will. Lucky me. Boy, Cam lost a lot of players from last year, a lot of quality players. Bedford did not have a real good season last year, lost their opening contest already this year. They played a week zero game. I'm kind of leaning on the side of Cam's at home, and I think they have enough to win the first week. Is that a rousing endorsement?
Very confident.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Cam down on the sheet here. I think they have enough to get through this week and figure things out.
All right. It's one there for the Cam Cougars. Doug?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah,
this really. One's tough. I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to take Cam because they, the team closest to Atlantic. That's going to be geographically, but I don't know. I'm taking the closest
bias.
Team.
Okay. Yep.
And he likes their colors.
I do like Cam's colors. And, hopefully they have some kids that are going to step in and fill those roles that, of all the seniors that graduated. And I think they will.
All right. Matt?
Well, again, comes back to Bedford has that one game under their belt. And it was a tough ball game against Lennox, who year in, year out has always had good ball clubs. So, it was a. Yeah, they've got a loss in there, but it was definitely against a good ball club, and it was a very tight ball game down the stretch. So I like the way Bedford, what they have coming back. They've got experience coming back. The Bulldogs do, so I'm going to go with the Bedford Bulldogs.
All right. It's one there for Bedford. Yeah, the Bedford bringing back some guys that you're familiar with Cooper Nally and Brendan Seifert. They both did a lot of the work offensively there. They got potentially 10 seniors that could contribute there, so that is some good experience. But Cam did win this game going away last year. It was 50-7 the final last year. Obviously, Cam has lost a lot, like we talked about. But they do have their quarterback back in Nate Hensley. He threw for 1,322 yards, 12 touchdowns last year. And even though Cam had a lot of seniors, they did play a lot of underclassmen as well. So there's some guys that have some experience back. Ben Tipkin, I think you're going to see a kind of a breakout season as well from Lane Speaker. He had a few carries last year, but he'll be the guy I'm sure they start to lean on in that backfield a little bit. This is going to be a close game, I think, but I actually am going to give a little bit of an edge here to the home team. I think Cam is going to have some of those guys step up and fill the void. This will probably be a tight one, but I'm going to go with the Cougars. I'll leave Matt out there on a limb. All right, we've got another one here to move on to as we go to 11-man football, and it is the Riverside Bulldogs, second year under Coach Daryl Frain, going on the road to take on Tri-Center. And, Doug, you get first look here.
Well, I like what Coach Frain did with them last year. They've been struggling as of late the last several years and, had a respectable season last year, 4-5. They are going on the road at Tri-Center. But I just think that they're going to continue their upward trend. I'm going to take Riverside.
All right, one for the Bulldogs. Matt.
Well, I like what Trey Center has coming back. They've got their backfield coming back. Defense was pretty solid in there. So they got some decent kids building off that 6-3 season. Riverside, they've got to replace their quarterback, Vandershin.
Andrew Shishin.
They got to replace him, and he was a big spark for them, especially down the stretch. So, yeah, they've got a lot of upward trends going for them. But I think going on the road and battling Tri-Center is going to be a tough one on this opening night. So I'm going to take the Trojans of Tri-Center.
All right, it's one each way here so far. As Matt mentioned, Tri-Center does have that experience back offensively. Bryson Freeburg has been the leader there at the quarterback spot, and he is they kind of made a transition here recently from more of an option look to more of a spread look. So they're doing a little bit more of that spread type stuff on offense, and it's good when you're doing that. You have a guy that has experience coming back to run it. Riverside's going to be an interesting team because I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how the offense comes around because that's where they lost so much. Defensively, they've got 7 of their top 10 tacklers back from last year, so they might be a tough defensive squad. And, of course, I'm sure that's going to be something that Coach Frayne instills in them as well. But I'm going to give a little bit of an edge here to the team that has more offensive experience here in Tri-Center, and I think they pull this one off here in this Week 1 game. Jim.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to leave Doug out on a limb there. I've got I just mentioned here in my notes that Tri-Center just has most of their top producers back from last year offensively, and I just think that gives them a little edge going into that opening game at home. So, Trojans.
All right, so Doug's out on a limb there with Riverside. Next one is a Class 1A and A matchup as Underwood goes on the road to take on AHSTW, two programs that have had pretty good recent seasons, and Underwood, a team that brings a lot back. AHSTW, of course, runner-up a year ago. They're in Class A. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, Underwood brings back a wealth of talent in there. Quarterback last year threw for about 2,200 yards on the season, and he's back, and he's got a lot of his weapons there as well. They bring quite a few back on their defensive side of the ball. So they're up and coming. They're on the radar of some of these teams in Class 1A there. And then you move across and you've got HSTW who saw a lot of seniors empty out their door last May. I want to say there's about 18 seniors off of that team there that have gone. So and they only have about 9 upperclassmen between fresh or senior and juniors. About half the team is freshmen. So it's just going to be a matter for them if they're going to be able to get through these first few ball games with some growing pains. So I'm going to go with Underwood on this one here. I think they just bring way too much experience back for HSTW.
All right, it's one there for the Eagles. Yeah, Underwood returning a lot. Of course, they just made it to the state baseball tournament here over the summer. You mentioned Nick Ravlin, who's back at the quarterback spot. They've got a lot of guys that they can turn to. HSTW, not only, of course, did you lose a strong senior class, but you got a coaching change as well with Davis Pattee heading to become the AD there at Harlan, and now G.G. Harris stepping into that role at the football coach spot. And it probably isn't going to change a whole lot, I think, for them as far as what they want to do, but you're making a lot of changes there at once, so it makes it a little tougher. I'm going to give the edge as well here to this experienced team in Underwood, and I say that they take this one. It'll be interesting to see how the Vikings come along this year. Jim.
Yeah, and the coaching change really doesn't worry me that much over at AHSTW just because we've seen it before. Mm-hmm. They've lost coaches before other places. Glenwood.
Yeah, Corey Foss.
And who's gonna step in? Boy, Corey's such a good coach. Davis did okay. Mm-hmm. He seemed to do okay. And I think Gigi. My notes here, I just wrote down AHSTW, enough tradition with a question mark. Is there enough tradition to kind of keep that going? Because, yeah, they did lose a tremendous amount of production. I just think Underwood right now is probably the better team early in the season. I think they're going to be pretty solid to start. AHSTW might be better as the season goes along as they figure their roles out. But right now I think Underwood's in a little bit better position.
All right, 3 for the Eagles. Doug?
Well, you guys convinced me. I think I unfortunately had the first pick last game and went out on a limb. It must not have been a good one. So I'm going to take Underwood to try to just keep up with you winners.
Okay. Well, and AHSTW also, you should mention, probably lost maybe one of the best players
right
in the area from last year in Gabe Pauley. Just an absolute animal. So It's going to be interesting to try to fill in the pieces there for the Vikings this year. We have one more game to pick before we take another break here. We've got a Class A, 2A matchup, and this is another one with some ranked teams heading into the preseason. St. Albert, number 5 in the opening A poll for Radio Iowa, and Kemper Catholic at number 9 in the opening 2A poll. And always an interesting battle when these two teams get together. And I guess I get first look here at this one. I didn't want first look at this one. this is a tough game. St. Albert senior quarterback Lance Wright's back. He's got a lot of weapons, I think, to choose from. You look at Kemper Catholic, they've got quite a bit of experience back as well. Blaze Gunnarsson was picked as one of the preseason area players here in Western Iowa, a guy that will do a lot for them. Seems like this is always a kind of a tight game. It just no matter what, you know, the two teams are at and what they're predicted to do, it always seems to be a pretty good ball game. St. Albert, they impressed me at the end of the season because they played against HSTW and almost won that game, maybe should have won that game at the end of the regular season last year. So you could see that they were building as the season went along and getting better and more experience. And Kemper Catholic loses a little bit. I don't know. I'm going to give the edge here to St. Albert. I'm going to go with the Falcons here. This will be a tough game to call, but I'll go with St. Albert. Jim.
All right, very good. Well, they both have key returning players. There's not a lot of disparity when you take a look at comparing rosters from one year to the next. But Kemper Catholic, it just looks to be like they have more depth, a little bit more size. And St. Albert, traditionally, the last few years, it seems like they've gotten off to a bit of a slow start, and their season has gotten better as it's gone along. I'm going to take Kemper Catholic at home in this one.
All right, one for the Knights. Doug?
Well, I saw some Twitter video of Blaze Gunnarsson.
Twitter video.
you can call it whatever you want. I'm going to call it a Twitter video of Blaze Gunnarsson doing hanging cleans with 405.
What was he doing?
He was lifting weights with, I don't know, like 405 pounds, and he did it 4 times. Mm-hmm. So. And he's, I don't know, he's a beast, I think. I think he's hungry from, you know, sitting out last year with a knee injury, I believe is what it was. I thought when Atlantic played Kemper last year, I don't know how many of those kids are still around, but they were pretty salty. They were a physical team, and I think the addition of Gunnarsson back into the lineup is going to make them extra physical. So I'm going to take the home team Knights.
All right. It's 2 for Kemper Catholic. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you out there, Chris, on this one. Just like what Doug said, I think Gunnarsson, it's going to be very tough for teams to contain him. He's going to disrupt a lot of plays. I imagine they're going to move him around just a little bit up front and just going to create havoc. You know, if you got to assign 2 guys to him on one side, then, you know, that's going to leave some options for some of the other defensive players. So, and you try to run away from them, you know, they're going to be able to pick up on that too. So, there's going to be very, very few people that can contain him this season. So I'm going to go with the Kemper Knights.
All right, 3 for Kemper Catholic there in that one. We've got 2 more games left on the sheet. We'll come back and take a look at them after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win? 2 more games here on our slate, and we'll go to Class 3A for this one as the Harlan Cyclones go on the road to take on a Hawkeye 10 opponent in Denison Schleswig as the Cyclones and Monarchs. Jim, you'll get first look here at this one.
All right, I don't have a clue. Harlan has a new quarterback this year, obviously. It was Mulligan last year. He graduated. They'll figure something out. at that position. They always seem to. I just think Harlan's just got too much going for them at this point in time. And Coach Blatt, after a rough summer, rough off season, physically is going to be hanging around there too. So it's, you know, that's a lot of motivation for those kids as well. I'm going to take Harlan.
All right, that's one for the Cyclones, Doug.
Yeah, it's interesting with you know, with the coaching duties there in Harlan, whether how much Coach Blatt will be Kurt Blatt will be actively coaching and versus his son Todd kind of taking over as associate head coach or whatever, however they termed that. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of inspiration there for the kids to play hard for Coach Blatt too, obviously, with his health issues he's had. So, and of course we wish him the best, but I just think Harlan is you know, they're Harlan. So just like, I don't know why I picked against St. Albert, but then I saw that Gunnarsson video, so I had to do that. So I'm going to take Harlan on the road. You know, I didn't think Denison has had some decent seasons the last couple of years. I mean, you know, they had some talented kids. I think is the Weber's kid. Is he finally, did he graduate?
Nope.
No,
he's back again.
Back, yeah.
Yep. Oh man. Yep. That kid's, he's a heck of an athlete. You know, so he can do some damage definitely, but I'm going to take Harlan.
All right. Two for the Cyclones, Matt.
Well, you know, Jim mentioned quarterback being replaced, but they've got, you know, 18 other spots. They had 18 seniors or 18 starting spots between offense and defense that they've got to replace in there. Lost all but one of their offensive linemen, but that, you know, usually seems to be a strong point in there. That's a big strong point for Coach Blatt over the years. But they got to replace all their defensive linemen up front. So I think this is just maybe a little bit of a rebuilding, I don't know, down here for, I don't know. I'm going with Denison because Denison's prime for a breakout year. They've put a lot into this year. They've had some great summer workouts from what I've understood. And just there's a lot of enthusiasm going on up there. And I think they've got Harlan at home. So
You got spies out there somewhere?
I might. If you've known, how long have I been doing this show?
Too long,
I'll
apparently.
I have my sources.
You mentioned Charlie Weavers. He is back at the quarterback spot, threw for over 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. He ran for almost 500 and 8 more scores. They've got their top other rusher, aside from him, back as well from last season. You mentioned Harlan losing a lot. They did bring back, you know, they've got some guys that have some experience. It sounds like Jonathan Monson's going to be the guy that steps under center there for them. He didn't play that position much. He's kind of transitioning over. But then they do have one player on the defensive side that wreaked a lot of havoc last year in Alan Fries. He had 17 solo tackles for loss and 9.5 sacks from last year, so I'm sure he'll be a guy they lean on that defensive side of the ball. This is tough. Matt's trying to convince me there with the they do have a lot returning. It's just so hard to pick against Harlan. Every year they reload and put guys back in the spots they need them to and try to eventually work it out. I'm going to give the edge here to Harlan. It's a tough one, but I'll go with the Cyclones, leave him out there on a limb.
Oh, I've seen pictures of Harlan's practice. They look tough.
Okay. You get that from still photos, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is high school, not the NFL. You get what you can get.
Right. One more game left here on our sheet for this opening week, and it is the opener for the Atlantic Trojans here at home as they get to take on Sadell here in the opener in this Class 2A bout. And Doug to get first crack here at this one.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Trojans this year to start at home. You know, it's kind of a new era for Matt Mullenix and I. You know, our senior boys graduated, so, you know, it kind of feels different not to have a kid out on the field or not to, you know, Matt's still got Colin out there, obviously, but just a different era for me to watch the Trojans, and I'm excited about it. You know, one thing I can say about Sadell, they have a very nice facility, but I've never had so many bad bugs descend on the field. I've never been covered with bugs like I was at Sadell. So I hold that against Sadell because they should not allow that for the visiting fans.
You know,
they struggled a lot last year. I think Atlantic has some, you know, some holes to fill as well, but I think they've got some kids that are going to step up and do that. I'm excited to see how our offense can proceed, and I'm going to take the Trojans.
All right, one for Atlantic. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this one. there, Doug. I think Atlantic does, you know, we did lose a lot from last year, a big nucleus of seniors. But at the same time, you know, when you looked on that defensive side of the ball for Atlantic, especially down the stretch there, oftentimes there's five, six sophomores that were out there on the field at the time. So that group got quite a bit of an experience in there. You know, we've got a decent senior class in there as well that has done some work in the off season, putting some weight on and, you know, bulking up. So you just kind of mix all these groups in here, all these kids, and I think it's just going to be it's going to be a little different look, but it's just going to, you know, I think they're going to gel very well. And so I think, you know, it's like Doug said, it's an exciting year for them going forward. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with the Trojans at home, 125th season of Atlantic football. And I think one of their goals, you know, is to, you know, go undefeated in the last year of this Trojan Bowl, I guess, or the old Trojan Bowl here. So I'm going to, you got to start it off this Friday night at home.
All right, a couple for the Trojans. Yeah, you know, the Trojans, as you guys have already mentioned, did lose some important players from last year, and obviously Matt's son Chase was a very big part of that and a dynamic player that did a lot for that team last year. It will be tough to replace him, but in talking to Coach McDermott, he's hoping that that kind of happens by committee and maybe at different positions. You know, it doesn't have to be that quarterback spot that somebody comes in and shines. It can be other spots on the field that make up for that production that's been lost. They've got some guys still back with some good speed. Tyler Moen's going to be a guy they count on a lot. Colin Molinex, you got guys like Joe Weaver out there that can do some things defensively as well. Cale Roller, Brody O'Brien will be guys that kind of help lead up front. I think they do have some nice pieces that are scattered around the field, so I think that's going to help them. And then the style that they're going to play, it sounds like they're going to be a little bit more run-heavy here this year, so you know, that's going to, I'm sure, give them a chance in a lot of ball games if they're able to play that way and play good defense. That Sadell team that they're taking on here in this opening week, they lost the one guy that had any type of success against Atlantic in that game last year, and Cash Lee. He's gone. He was the big the quarterback, and he did pretty much the bulk of the running for them as well. So I think that they have some bigger holes to fill. I'm going to go with the Trojans here to get a win here to start the season. Jim.
I concur.
Okay.
Just
well same said.
And I'm glad to hear you say that they want to modify the offense to run more. In high school, you should not be throwing the ball all over the yard. I think ADM showed us what the pitfalls of that can be. You know, 16 balls on the floor all the time. It's just, you know, they're not skilled enough at that level in that many positions. You know, you've got to have a great quarterback, good receivers. It's so hard to do that and be effective and not turn the ball over consistently. Run the ball, find something you do it well, and go hard at them. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. That's good. So, yep, Trojans to win.
All right, so Trojans across the board. They're in our final game here of this opening week. Matt, how are the Panthers going to fare this weekend?
Well, I'm picking the Panthers. You know okay. That, Chris.
Oh, is this our tiebreaker?
Not the official tiebreaker, the unofficial tiebreaker, I guess. I'm going to go with the Cyclones, obviously, but I think they're going to have a pretty good year.
I'll take Drake.
They can do it.
They could.
They almost did.
You and I have got to fill in some pieces. They're going to be young, but
yeah.
They'll come together.
Yeah. See how it goes. All right, that's our first week of Who's Gonna Win here as we get rolling for this 2019 campaign. Thanks to Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates for sponsoring the program here this year. And we'll get started with our broadcast of week one coming up here in a moment as we get you Fremont Mills playing host to Exira EHK. Mike Smith will join me for the call. We'll get that pregame rolling here in just a moment. Thanks for joining us for Who's Gonna Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.